Good morning. In April of 2014, a man aged 42 years who was born in Mexico sought care in Nebraska for cough, fever, and progressive debilitation over approximately 3 months. Chest radiography was consistent with advanced tuberculosis with cavities, and numerous acid fast bacilli were present on sputum smear microscopy. The isolate was resistant to pyrazinamide, or PZA, which suggested his infection was caused by Mycobacterium bovis. When asked, he reported frequent consumption of raw milk in Mexico prior to his arrival in Nebraska in 2010. In late July 2014, a Hispanic girl aged 16 years sought medical care after 3 to 4 months of progressing respiratory illness. She was born in Nebraska to Mexican parents. Her radiography revealed a pulmonary cavity, and her sputum was also positive for numerous acid fast bacilli. M. bovis resistant to PZA was identified. She had never traveled outside the United States and was unaware of ever having consumed any dairy products from Mexico. Both patients had matching, indistinguishable types, genotypes of M. bovis, and the only social connection between them was regular attendance at the same church. Mycobacterium bovis primarily infects cattle but can infect deer and other mammals. It's a zoonotic disease of humans worldwide and part of the M. tuberculosis complex. In the preceding 8 years, no human M. bovis cases had been detected in Nebraska. Person-to-person airborne transmission of M. bovis has been reported but infrequently, and human disease is typically attributed to consumption of unpasteurized dairy products in countries with affected cattle herds or products imported from such locations. The contact investigations were conducted focusing on high-priority persons with close extended contact to either patient and community contacts at the church and the school attended by patient B. Tuberculin skin tests and interferon gamma release assays were used for U.S.-born and foreign-born contacts, respectively. And contacts whose initial results were negative, but whose exposure to either patient had ended less than 2 months before were tested, or before being tested, were retested after 8 to 12 weeks. All contacts were asked about their country of birth, except those at the school, where all were assumed to have been born in the U.S. And contacts with a positive test result were asked to report travel abroad and consumption of unpasteurized dairy products from Mexico. Of 181 contacts of either patient, 24 were regarded as high priority. Of 39 persons who tested positive, 11 or 28% were U.S. born. This observed proportion of latent infections upon initial testing far exceeded the expected background prevalence of latent infections of less than 2% for persons born in the U.S. Consumption of imported contaminated dairy products cannot be completely ruled out, but no U.S.-born persons reported such consumption. This table lists the results of follow-up testing of 56 or 73% of 77 persons for whom retesting was indicated. Of these, 6 or 11% were determined to have latent infection. During the interval between the first and second tests, none of these 6 had traveled abroad or recalled eating unpasteurized dairy products from Mexico. All 6 were probably infected only in the weeks before being examined. In September of 2014, both patients' isolates were sent to the USDA National Veterinary Services Laboratories, where whole genome sequencing was performed. Results suggested that the two patients' isolates were very closely related. The phylogenetic comparisons differed by only 3 single nucleotide polymorphisms. The sequences did not match others in NVSL's library, but the isolates shared a common ancestor with isolates from 5 cattle in Mexico, thus suggesting an origin in Mexico. Patient A might have been infected from consuming unpasteurized dairy products originating from Mexico. The timing of the illnesses, relatedness of the isolates, and common church attendance suggest that patient B might have acquired infection from patient A. Airborne transmission from either patient is plausible based on disease characteristics, and the contact investigations suggest airborne transmission. Our findings add to the evidence for airborne person-to-person spread of M. bovis. Public health responses to human M. bovis pulmonary TB disease should be the same as for M. tuberculosis TB, with additional inquiries about consumption of unpasteurized dairy products. An ongoing incidence of M. bovis TB in humans substantiates the need to control bovine TB globally. and to pasteurize all milk and dairy products. Thank you.